A girl in pigtails once said, there's no place like home. But then her home didn't have a toilet that flushed for no reason. And a boyfriend who was moving out for one big reason.
Well, that's the last of it.
Okay.
You want me to fix that?
No, it's okay. I get someone to come and fix it.
Just let me get in there. Hold the ball, cock.
Huh?
It's in right here. Yeah, right there. That should do it. I should go.
You can't leave. Our last words to each other can't be ball cock. You should definitely stay. At least for another day. Or forever.
I've been through this. I can't.
Are you sure?
I am.
And, this is difficult to say. I left the ring on the clown table.
That's yours.
No. I should never have accepted it in the first place. I'm sorry. Please take the ring.
Well, I want you to have it.
Please take it. If you do or say one more nice thing.
Okay, I gotta go.
All right, I can't watch you leave, so I think I'm just gonna... I'm gonna stay in here. Could you just shut the door?
Carrie.
I know. Go. Later, I peeled myself off the bathroom floor. Apparently, there were things that were difficult for Aiden to say as well. I curled up to read Aiden's last words to me. Also known as the goodbye letter.
Aiden's evicting her?
He's not evicting her. He's giving her 30 days to decide what she wants to do.
Well, that's just tacky.
Look, life gets complicated. Steve and I are drawing up papers to timeshare our kid.
Great love stories are supposed to end with tragedy and tears, not... papers from the law firm of Golden Vogel.
This is more than fair. He's asking you to buy your apartment for the exact price he paid, or you can vacate and he'll sell it.
Vacate? I'm homeless. I'll be a bag lady, a Fendi bag lady, but a bag lady.
Well, maybe you should think about buying your place.
No, I'm not a buyer. Yerka's a town of renters. Everybody rents.
I don't.
You got yours in the settlement. You did not have to pay for your apartment.
Oh, I paid for that apartment.
I'm pregnant. I can't control it.
Well, honey, you better learn because that is unappetizing.
I know. I am so swollen and gassy. I'm like a flotation device.
Now, I'll get this one, and I don't want to fight out of you. Save it for your down payment.
Oh, excuse me. You bought the Chanel wallet?
Oh, no. Richard gave it to me as a gift.
Nice. What was the occasion?
No occasion. He is in love with you.
He's not in love with me.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Take a look at the card.
style for style, Best Richard.
Best? Yikes.
Best is the worst.
Yeah, even Golden Vogue will give you sincerely.
Best is like signing, not love.
Well, it's the thought that counts. He bought you something he knew you'd love.
Yeah, he's a pretty generous guy with money.
Aiden wanted me to keep the ring.
You did, didn't you? Oh, honey, you're a fool.
No. It was the right thing to do. Do you ever think about giving yours back?
No, I love that ring.
Oh, I couldn't keep it. Every time I looked at it, it would break my heart.
This ring is worth a lot.
Tiffany, 2.17 carats platinum setting.
Beautiful cut, very few inclusions. So, what do you want to do with this?
I was thinking maybe I'd turn it into a necklace.
A floating diamond necklace would be to die very now.
So a lot of people do this.
These were my baguettes. Because it turned out my husband was a faggot, now they're earrings, but he had good taste. So, a necklace?
I'm not sure.
Maybe a pendant. We can melt down the platinum setting and turn it into spectacular earrings.
Melt it down? There in the wedding band boneyard, Charlotte started to melt down.
I don't think I'm ready for this.
Just don't take it to the gypsies next door.
Okay, let's look at your assets here at the bank. We may be able to use them as collateral for the loan.
Linda, line one.
Okay, it says here that you have $700 in your checking account.
I just paid my credit card bill.
And $957 in savings?
Look, Linda, you're single, right? So I'm sure that you can appreciate my problem. I just broke up with my fiancé, which, trust me, is traumatic enough.
Linda, line two.
And now I have 25 days to either find the money to buy my place or I am out on the street.
Do you have any other income besides the column?
No. But I was chosen as New York Magazine's best pick for city columnist. I was the pick over Pete Hamill.
What about your assets outside the bank? Property? Stocks? Bonds?
No.
I'm sorry, Miss Bradshaw, but you're not a desirable candidate for a loan.
After assessing what little assets I had, I realized I would have to change my lifestyle.
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the bus is?
$1.50.
Really? Wow, last time I took the bus, it was like 75 cents. You know, for $3 more, you could take a cab. Kind of.
Why do you have to take the bus if you're on the bus?
My thoughts exactly.
So here I was, a 35-year-old single woman with no financial security, but many life experiences behind me. Did that mean nothing? After all, heartbreak and breakups are the hardest kind of work. So shouldn't there be some sort of credit for enduring them? And if not, how do you retain a sense of value when you have nothing concrete to show for it? Because at the end of yet another failed relationship, when all you have are war wounds and self-doubt, you have to wonder, what's it all worth?
Let me just say again, I love your gallery, so if there are ever any openings, you have my resume.
Meanwhile, a woman with far fewer financial worries was also contemplating her worth. Charlotte knew the ring didn't mean as much now that she was no longer with Trey. But on that particularly low Thursday, she put on her 2.17 carat diamond and wandered around her 2.17 carat Park Avenue apartment. That night at Richard's,
another gift
Are you trying to spoil me?
That's the plan.
Oh, Le Petit, you get my favorite.
I know. Pay attention. Oh, wait a minute. There's a card.
Oh, the card. Sexy for sexy best, Richard.
Why don't you slip into that while I pour on some Cristal?
I'll do my very best.
Oh, water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Oh, this is torture. Why are you doing this to me? I can't buy shoes.
Well, I have to buy shoes. None of my old ones fit. Even my feet are fat.
Well, these are pretty.
I'm looking for comfortable.
Then I'll try these for you. What? Excuse me? Sir,
yes.
Could I try these, please, in a 7.5? And these, and yes, and, well, I guess just all of these. But, sir, no matter what happens in the next 20 minutes, under no circumstances am I to buy these. I'm just trying them on for fun.
How fun for me?
Could I try these in a 9?
Sure.
Thanks. What is that smell?
Sorry. I've learned to control the sound now, but not the activity.
Well, that's just mean. How people can know to scatter without a warning?
Although, maybe it's not that I control the noise as much as my ass is so big, the sound is now muffled. Look at my fingers. They're like sausages. I can't even get my ring off. I'm telling you, the fat ass, the farting, it's ridiculous. I am unfuckable. And I have never been so horny in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you're supposed to be married when you're pregnant, so somebody is obligated to have sex with you. I'm an undesirable.
No, I am. The lady at the bank said I was an unattractive candidate for a loan. Where did all my money go? I know I made some.
At 400 bucks a pop, how many of these do you have? 50?
Come on.
100?
Would that be wrong?
100 times 400. There's your down payment.
Well, that's only 4,000.
No, it's 40,000.
I spent $40,000 on shoes and I have no place to live? I will literally be the old woman who lived in her shoes.
I pulled my own finger. I'm a walking whoopee cushion.
When a girl gets backed up against the walls she can't afford, she has to consider renting others.
That's a closet? Where did the shoes go?
You get one of those racks that hang on the door.
I'll hang myself on the door if I have to live here. Do I smell curry?
There's an Indian restaurant downstairs.
Delia, I ask you, how can this apartment be $2,800 a month? I pay $750 for something that's twice the size, and it don't smell like takeout.
You have a rent-controlled apartment? I suggest you stay there.
Well, unfortunately, that's really not an option. Now, what other shitholes are you showing me today?
I have to be honest. With your attitude and price limitations, I think you should consider Weehawken.
Well, get back to me when the numbers are in. Well, look at you all dressed up. Applying for a job here?
So this is where you work. Cute. It's smaller than I expected. I always imagine rows and rows of blondes and tight sweaters typing.
Oh, they're at lunch.
I am here in an official capacity.
Oh.
Aren't you going to ask me to sit down?
By all means, pick a chair.
Faced with the prospect of Weehawken, I decided it was time to call in the big guns.
Now, what can I do for you?
I once read that you took something like $3 million and leveraged it to build a $100 million building. How did you do that?
What's going on?
I want to buy my apartment, but I have no money. I'm worth nothing.
You're worth $1 million, Bradshaw.
Well, maybe you should go work at a bank. Aiden and I broke up.
So, it's not just money troubles.
Why didn't you call me?
I got enough troubles.
What happened?
Apparently you were right. I am not the marrying kind.
Or the timing wasn't right. You're gonna be okay, kid.
So, I need money. You know money. I need to know what you know about money.
Simple. I'll tell you how to get the money.
Big offered me the money for my down payment, but I could never take it. Could I?
No, you couldn't.
He just gave you $30,000?
Well, as a loan, I would pay him back.
Take the money? When a man gives you money, you give him control.
It's just money. Man, woman, who cares? It's fluid. Someone needs it, you give it. You need it, you take it.
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation. We shouldn't be talking about money.
Why not? We talk about everything else.
Now, people are funny about money. Like Richard.
He's happy to buy me gifts, but...
Still no love?
No. But he continues to send his best.
Don't cash Big's check. I'll loan you the money.
You're about to have a baby. I can't take your money. And furthermore, do you have that much?
I have about half that.
What, does no one else shoe shop?
I could loan you the rest.
Look, it is really, really sweet of you two to offer. It's really, really sweet, but I'm gonna do this on my own. So I can't tape it back.
I have news.
Oop. Looks like I've gotten a job as a docent at the Museum of Modern Art. Well, what does that pay? I can docent.
Oh, it's a volunteer job, but they're very coveted positions.
Oh.
You'll come back.
I have no fortune. I didn't need a cookie to tell me that. You know, these fans only cost a dollar. I'm going to save a lot of money on air conditioning.
You okay?
No apartment and no agent. It's been a rough 2 weeks. Just give me a block, I'm gonna be fine.
As I thought about leaving the apartment that I had lived in for the past decade, I realized how much I would miss it. Through everything, it had always been there for me. And suddenly, I was irrationally angry. And I knew just where and who to take it irrationally out on.
Hi. What are you doing here?
I was just in the neighborhood.
Well, come on in. You want some iced tea or something?
Why didn't you offer me the money?
I knew you were going to say that.
I wouldn't take it.
Well, then what does it matter if I offer it or not?
Because I would have offered it to you. You're my friend.
And money and friendship don't mix. My father and his friend Paul were never the same.
We're not talking about your father and his friend Paul. We're talking about you and your friend me. And for the record, I am aware that I have some financial messiness that I have to clean up. And to that end, I am looking into some freelance magazine work. I have been offered $4 a word at Vogue. That is a lot. Most people get two. So yes, I have made some mistakes. And Charlotte, you have made some mistakes. And when you were making those mistakes, I was sitting across from you at the coffee shop, nodding and listening and supporting you. I was not sitting at a Chinese restaurant, turning away when you should have been looking at me. And what kills me is you don't even have to work. You're volunteering.
Gary, I love you. But it's not my job to fix your finances. You're a 35-year-old woman. You need to learn to stand on your own.
Charlotte? What is that on your finger?
I just wear it
when I'm alone in my house.
And you're telling me to be more independent?
It's my ring. I can wear it if I want to. And so what if it makes me feel better? And, for the record, the only reason that I'm volunteering is because no one will hire me. I've called 7 galleries. Apparently, I have too much experience.
You're right. It's your ring. It's your business. I just got all worked up on the walk over here.
You walk?
No, I took a $5 cab ride 7 blocks. These shoes pinch my feet, but I love them. I am in a financial cul-de-sac, but I'm going to take the bus. Just hope I'm all right.
Meanwhile, in the lap of luxury...
It's okay. I'm Richard's assistant, and I'm gay.
Well, gay, turn around and give a girl a moment.
I'm Roger, and you weren't supposed to be here.
Well, Richard left, and I decided to take a nice, relaxing bath, but now that's shot to shit. Okay, decent.
I am so sorry, but if it's any consolation, wow.
Pilates. So, why haven't I seen you around the office?
He has 3 assistants. I run his errands.
Oh, his errands. Is that an errand gift wrapped on the bed?
All right. I'm his personal shopper. He's a very busy man.
I'll bet. Exactly how many women are you buying gifts for?
What do you mean?
Roger, honey, you've seen my bush. We're a little past acting coy.
Since you came into the picture,
A lot less. And he's never sent me to Chanel before.
That was fun. Great wallet. Also came in red, but I couldn't decide.
So Richard didn't pick out any of these gifts?
Technically, no. But he really, really likes you. I could tell.
Yeah, he thinks I'm the best. Wait. The cards. Style for style. Sexy for sexy.
Me for you. Please don't have me fired.
I'll tell you what. I'll pretend you don't exist.
Thank you.
If you do one thing for me. Oh, Richard.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, you did? Oh, oops. I forgot the card. Gorgeous but gorgeous. Love. Richard.
I love you, Samantha. I do.
You do? And I love... this.
Samantha could have said, I love you. But she was afraid it would cost her too much. So she did what she did best.
Okay, so, every other Saturday and Wednesday at 5, you take him.
I was thinking 4:57 would be better.
You think this is stupid?
No, I just was thinking that, you know, things are gonna get off schedule. I mean, talking about a kid, not a train. I'd offer to do that for you, but I don't.
Don't give me a hard time. I could fart you into oblivion right now. Oh, that feels so great. Thanks. Steve, am I ugly?
What? No. You got that glow.
But would you want to have sex with me?
What are you talking about? You're pregnant.
Yeah. And another charming side effect, aside from flatulence and bloating, is all I can think about is sex. And who would want to have sex with me?
I'd like to have sex with you, but pretty sure that it's not allowed. I've read section B14 of the contract, and it said nothing about sex.
Fuck the contract. And please fuck me.
Ouch.
What?
You squish me a little.
Sorry.
No.
That night, Steve gave Miranda multiple orgasms. For what it's worth.
Just to be clear, this doesn't mean we're a couple. This is a mercy fuck. I'm sorry about the other day. And I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
You were right. I haven't wanted to let go of being Mrs. Trey McDougal.
Well, I think that you are coping amazingly well. I'm just scared.
I know. Me too.
Wow. We're alone again.
Yeah. I want you to take the ring for your down payment.
Oh, no. No, I can't. I can't. You love this ring.
No. I love what the ring represented.
No, Charlotte, I think you're right. It would make things too complicated.
Carrie, this is a straightforward business proposal. Clean and simple.
Why do I have all this money if I can't help out a friend? But it would be a loan I would pay you back.
I know.
I want you to think really carefully about this.
I have.
Will you be comfortable knowing that it will take me time to pay you back?
Yes, I will.
I really appreciate this. And I'll pay you back. You know that, right?
I do.
It's okay. I trust you.
Will you take the ring?
I will. Thank you.
Charlotte had taken her painful past and turned it into my hopeful future. And that made the ring priceless.
Oh, I start work at the museum next week.
Ooh, that's great.
Oh,
guess what? I got Vogue up to $4.50 a word.
I fixed the toilet. And I should be done with this by the end of the afternoon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It wasn't quite as easy as clicking my Manolo Blahnik three times, but it was worth it. I was home.